The Center for Effective Government has mapped companies with flammable or hazardous chemical operations that could potentially put neighbors at risk. The center estimates nearly 79,000 Utah students ranging from kindergarten through 12th grade attend the schools that are near these sites. Sean Moulton is director for open government policy at the center.
People should be looking at this data and getting involved. They should be going to the facilities, their state representatives, and these federal agencies and saying, we need these facilities to be safer. Often, without people knowing it, these facilities are very close to them, and they can be made safer. The other thing is, people should know more about them and what needs to happen in the event of an emergency.
Moulton says the map was inspired by the explosion a year ago at a fertilizer plant in the town of West Texas. The disaster left 15 people dead, 160 injured, and dozens of buildings damaged or destroyed. 10 dozen Utah facilities update these risk management reports with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency every 5 years. Ellis Brew is emergency manager for Davis County. He says first responders use these plans to know exactly what chemicals they're dealing with in an emergency.
We use that when we respond to an incident, if we have anything from a minor to a major leak or a rupture of a tank. All these reports are sent to all the fire departments as well, so that they're aware of what's on scene before they even get there, so that we can start doing evacuations, we can start following our protocols to make the people safe.
Bruce says the hazard plans are not to scare people. They're tools, like fire drills.
Definitely take the time to have a conversation with your children about this and have a plan of your home as well.
Utahns can learn about risk management plans in their area through local emergency planning committees. Judy Fays, KUER News.